We are here to talk about the race briefing of the 2023 Nedbank Desert Dash. Exciting times.
Indeed.
It's going to be, we're a week away. It's literally a week away this time next week. The last of our riders, pardon me, will have started. Looking up at the sky, beautiful, beautiful weather.
I think
there's a real chance for a wet dash this year.
Ich denke auch, das wird regnen.
Yeah.
Possibly.
So there's a couple of things we want to talk about. I mean, we've got the Dash is known for innovation. So not much has changed in terms of the actual flow of events. Start times, finishing times, that all remains the same. But there's a couple of big innovations. The one is the live tracking, which we need to talk about in detail.
Yeah.
And then the other one is the half dash.
Yes.
And then also the road conditions on the Kupferberg, which is an interesting scenario. So there's a lot going on there. Let's start with the race briefing. Friday afternoon, I beg your pardon, next Thursday.
Yes.
3 to 6.
Yeah.
It's in the Grove Mall.
An hour earlier than normal.
Right.
Yeah. Part of the reason is the tracker and the deposits and stuff.
So there's more admin to be done.
Yeah.
So we're making an extra hour allowance for the riders to come in.
Yeah.
As in the past, not everybody needs to be there as team captain, but everybody needs to have signed the indemnity. Super, super important.
Yeah, and I think it's available on, first of all, Johan is going to send it out to all team captains. And then, of course, it's available on the website. So please download that piece of paper. If you're a four-man team, all four people can sign on one sheet.
100%.
But if you don't have that sheet, if you don't have your tracker receipt, you will not get your envelope. So they will send you back to the front.
What's different this year is that each team, and we're going to talk about teams where a solo rider is a team, a two-person team is a team, and a four-person team is obviously a team. And all of those guys are going to be getting a tracker. The multiple riders, they're going to be handing that tracker over like a relay baton.
Yes.
The solo rider obviously starts and finishes with the tracker on their person.
So basically, when you get to a checkpoint where we before had somebody to scan you in and somebody scans the other rider out, now we will just, well, we won't scan you in anymore, but we will make sure you take that tracker. If you arrive, you're the second stage or whatever, you arrive, that you give that tracker to the next rider before we let you go.
Right.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen next Thursday at registration, the rider arrives. The first thing that needs to happen is they need to pay a deposit. And I want to make it clear, this is a deposit. It's not a purchase. So all we're going to do is we're going to hold $1,000 on your credit card. So you need to arrive with a credit card, and then we're going to block $1,000 in that credit card as a refundable deposit for this guy.
It's not actually even a deposit. We're just blocking the amount off. Yeah. So it's no transaction. We're not taking any money. We're just making sure we have access to it should you not return your tracker at the end.
At which point, obviously, if you don't return it, you get billed for it.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
So you're going to get an envelope when you get to registration. First things first, you're going to go and pay your blocking fee or your deposit fee.
Yeah. So there will be a few tables. You go there. There will be 10 people with 10 different speed points. And you will have to say, I'm Leander. My team number is 101. What is it?
Correct. 1001 for argument's sake.
Or just, and then you have to pay with a credit card. They swipe it through. You get a receipt. The transaction or the blocking of that amount is successful, and with that receipt, you continue.
And then the flow is exactly the same as last year. So you go to your required shoot, solo, two-person, four-person, and it's business as usual. Yes. You get your stuff done.
Yeah.
Once you get your envelope, you then also collect your tracker, and then you move on to the shirt collection and all the other peripheral stuff.
It stays the same.
So could you take a look inside the envelope? So every team, whether you're solo or two-person or four-person, you're going to get one of these envelopes. Inside the envelope is going to be a tracker. It might be black. It might be pink. It might be green. It might be blue. Different and very, very importantly, inside there's also a little SOS function.
Yes.
Which you can activate. Please, guys, don't activate
this
thing.
Don't use it unless you're really...
Right. Do that again. Like that. And then finally, we can also check the speed on this. So if the tracker is moving at what seems like a pretty extraordinary speed, say 40, 50, 60 k's an hour, know that the tracker is in a vehicle.
Yes.
Right. So this thing has three functions. Yeah. It's very, very important at the end of the dash, when I welcome you at Platz am Meer in Swakopmund, obviously the riders are dazed and confused. I think the best plan of action is that the team captain brings the tracker back and gets the refund process
going. We have two things there. One, as you get over the finish line, I know everybody's exhausted and this and that, and the crowd is cheering, and you get your medal, your finisher's medal. There will be two or three people there that will identify in a team who's got the tracker, get the tracker, give you a sticker, and then that is sorted. If for whatever reason we miss you right there, inside the tent, there will also be a Nedbank gazebo. tracker return station. So you can also then, oh, I forgot, then you can go there and get your receipt.
100%. So there's several layers of return, but you want to make sure that you return the tracker, you get your sticker, you get your receipt, and then that amount will be unblocked on your card and the tracker will be deemed as having been returned.
The most important thing of the tracker, actually, is the that your friends and family and your backup driver, especially half point, the Hollard half point, you can you know where your rider is.
100%.
It updates every 10 minutes, and we've got about 10 or so checkpoints, digital checkpoints, so you can see where your rider is, you can see where other riders are, you can see where your competition is, and so on. So we sent out a mail shot, a newsflash today.
Okay.
It's also on the website, so read that. There's a link for the website for the tracker. Go on there. You then just choose Nedbank Desert Dash, and then you choose which category your rider is in, and you can put your number in, and then so just play with it a little bit before the time, and then you can use it and you see where your rider is on the route.
Cool. So brand new shiny toy that all the teams are going to be getting.
It's compulsory, by the way.
It is compulsory. So it's a safety system first and foremost, so that we know where riders are. It has a couple of layers to it. Invariably, riders are going to take this thing out of the envelope. They're going to press buttons. They're going to turn it on. You can recharge it. So we're handing these things charged to the riders, but there is a charging port on the side, mini USB. You can make sure that even when you take it home, you can plug it into a mini USB, make sure that it's fully loaded, and then on race day, ideally a couple of minutes before the start,
really
turn
important.
It on. I'll remind the riders, and then it's running.
Don't play with it the night before.
You know that's not going to happen.
Okay, but the thing is, that thing is fully charged and it will last just over 24 hours. So please put it on just before you start the race. Then we know it's working and then it should last for the entire race.
100%. And if you're unsure, by all means, plug it in again on a mini USB and recharge it. Let's quickly talk about the admin around halfway. So there's quite a bit going on there. Obviously, Hollard halfway point, big, big thing. It's the first time that the solo riders see their support crew. It's also the starting point for the half dash, which we're going to talk about in a second. The internet setup there is critical to run just the system. So I want to make that clear that for people who are there, that there isn't going to be unlimited, uncapped Wi-Fi, et cetera, et cetera. The infrastructure that has been put there is really just for the system to work and to update teams and riders as they're going.
The internet will be strong, but you will only be able to go onto that particular website.
Right.
Nothing else. No Google, no nothing.
Nothing else.
You can just do that. So that should be strong enough that everybody can see where their riders are.
100%.
Yeah.
Okay, let's quickly talk about the Kupferberg. So obviously the roll out of the Grove, 2:30, 3 and 3:30 on Friday afternoon. There's a whole lot of roadworks that's been happening on the Kupferberg. Let's update the riders on what's going on.
Yeah, I think it's just, it's generally good news because from where the tar road ends in that little dipperkey, I think it's 8 kilometers up. So it's the main climbs actually is completely tarred or will be completely tarred by next week, Friday. And from there on to the border, which is probably another 20 Ks or something, the Kupferberg has been completely redone. So it's still gravel, but it's like in perfect condition. Mm. And myself and Money and Mark and so on, we did a recce yesterday all the way to Swakopmund. And the graders are there. The roads are actually, I think, probably in the best condition that they've ever been. So,
well, that's great. So, I mean, that's really great news for the first stage. There's no movement. There's no actual roadworks going on whilst the dash is on next Friday. I would imagine that all of those earth moving vehicles are out of the way.
And one would imagine we've spoken to the people.
100%. Okay, so first, a fast first 8 kilometers and then onwards to there, top of the hand over the border.
I'm sure it's going to be 10 to 20 minutes faster than normal just because the condition of the road is so good now.
So that's great news.
Yeah, that's great.
The distance stays unchanged. We stay at 397. Yep. We haven't made the 400 mark. We're staying at 397. Yep. So nothing to worry about there.
Yeah.
The other big news, the half dash.
Yes.
Let's fill me in on that. What's happening there?
For the old toppies.
For the old people. 50 plus?
It came Theo Barnard, which you know.
Mm-hmm.
He actually planted the idea, and so that's what's really new this year, apart from the trackers. So it's half dash, so if you have to be over 50, we said we're taking maximum 50 people, and it's 50% of the dash. It's actually not 50% of the dash, it's because the second half is a bit longer now.
Right.
But basically they start at
midnight.
12 o'clock, midnight. You'll be there to see them off. And then they have until 14:30, so they have the same cutoff time as the other solo riders have.
Correct.
But that gives them 14 and a half hours for the second half, so that should be plenty.
Right. And then the cutoff time at the finish line for the older guys, the guys that are going the full distance but are pluses.
No, that we've taken away.
You've taken that away.
Two years ago.
So that's no longer in place. No extra time,
no special, nothing.
Plus,
no.
Get the work done, get there by all means possible.
If you can't do it anymore, go
half dash.
Yeah.
So limited to 50 riders this year. Are you looking to grow that for the future?
Well, we have 43 people this year signing up. I'm afraid it will become quite popular. Yeah. So we will then change it from 50 to 100 or whatever. We'll see. We'll see how it works this year logistically and what the feedback from the riders are or is. And then next year we make a decision. We might say we push it up to 100 or
it's interesting though.
We change the cutoff with the age thing or.
Right.
We might make it.
But constant innovation. I mean, every year, as I sit down with you and we talk about this this race briefing, there's constant innovation at the Dash. I mean, it's got to be the most fascinating bike event in Southern Africa around this time of the year. It's a big, big draw card for riders that are coming in from the Ausland, foreigners, visitors. I think 50% of our riders or more are from outside the borders of Namibia. I mean, that's a pretty big deal.
I think so. Probably about 60, I would guess now, I don't have the exact figures, but probably about 60% local and 30% or some 25-30% South Africans.
How many nations are we representing this year?
About 22, I think.
Wonderful. Yeah.
And then the rest are from Europe and well, anywhere else in the world, actually. Yeah.
Okay, so let's recap quickly. The online booklet is on the website.
Yes.
The indemnity is there for download, but will also go out by mail.
Yeah.
It's important that those indemnities are signed. It's important that every team bring somebody with a credit card to pay for the blocking fee / deposit on the tracker.
Maybe two in case one doesn't work.
There's always that.
Yeah.
But the Nedbank cards will work. The Nedbank cards will be up and running.
Of course.
And then just finally, the halfway dash, the guys that are starting from halfway, they follow their support vehicles and they follow the same route around as the solos and the two-person teams.
And the two-man teams, very important.
100%.
We don't want anybody on the route. Yeah.
All right.
I think that's it. We're expecting about 1,000 riders this year. We're hoping for more rain. That's it.
Yeah.
There's a quick question from the viewers if they need to buy the permits themselves.
For going through the... No. We take care of that. So we take a blanket...
Permit
for, 470 teams or whatever, you know, the actual riders that are going through there, and that's prepaid and... We got copies of that, and we've been to MET yesterday. No, we take care of that.
So basically, everybody who's on a bike or in a vehicle on that route is taken care of via a block permit under the auspices
for that
of
day.
The Nedbank Desert Dash.
If these are people from Swakop or Windhoek trying to do a last-minute test ride,
that's obviously they need to
get
to pick
your permits.
Up permits.
Yeah, for sure.
Cut off for the second stage for halfway.
Halfway, there is no cut off. The first cut off is at Bloedkoppe. At 8:30 for, I think, solo riders and 9 o'clock for teams.
That info is all in the race booklet.
But it's all in the race booklet.
All in the race booklet. There, so download the race booklet, guys.
Yeah.
Have a really good look there. Make sure that you're that you're a favorite with the speed limits on the road, with the passing procedures, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Nothing's really changed with the flow of the event. It's only the fact that we've added the trackers.
Yeah.
The half dash is a really big deal, and some of the Kupferberg is tarred.
And hopefully rain.
We
shouldn't talk about the rain because it might not rain.
Cool. So guys, time to start tapering. It's time to start winding down. We've got literally a week till we set you guys off at the Grove, and I'm super, super excited to see everybody at the start and then obviously also at the finish line.
Yep.
Lekker.
Thank you very much.